The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening.
Lord knows.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, and I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And lots to talk about today in this crazy place. We must take America back. We must. And it's time to stop with the nonsense. You know, there are so many psyops around us. The Tide Pods, now the kids snorting condoms. I think those are psyops, quite frankly. I think that kids need to say, you know what, enough is enough, and we're tired of being cast as really just kind of mentally challenged people. We have a situation in this country, you know, according to Stephanie Seneff, senior research professor at MIT, according to her research, and she's one of the most qualified people to weigh in, having a background both in biology and in computer science. Her research on glyphosate in particular and kind of the ancillary issues there, and her saying that by about 2030, one in two children born, about 80% of boys and whatever the corresponding number of girls is, will fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. That's a problem. That's not happening by accident. The Parkland situation and these what I call petulant narcissistic psychopaths leading the color revolution down there, they are as well, David Hogg in particular, as Tucker Carlson has pointed out, his behavior, David Hogg's behavior, by definition, is extremist. And he's in no position to be leading anything. He's dangerous. He really is. And I mean that in and when I say petulant narcissistic psychopath, I mean that very sincerely in the orthodox sense of each one of those words. And so when you go back and you look at Hayek's Road to Serfdom, David Hogg is more dangerous than, you know, he's a lot of people have, at the risk of invoking Godwin's law, you know, he's kind of fashioned in the style of Hitler. His sister's armbands and the way that he shouts at people and the way that he's sort of a wimpy looking narcissist looking for power and, you know, really kind of a sycophant to power. So there are problems, and there are kids that are trying, I think, to stand in opposition to that. C.J. Pearson is one of those kids who I think is actually intelligent and articulate all by himself without someone feeding him talking points. C.J. Pearson's a young man who's been blogging on politics since he was 8 years old, and that's not beyond kids. You know, we should be moving back in that direction, away from the Prussian indoctrination system, B.F. Skinner, operant conditioning, and all of that stuff that folks like Charlotte Iserby have shined a bright light on, John Taylor Gatto, et cetera, et cetera. We should be moving back toward the Admiral David Farragut's, you know, a young man who was commissioned as a midshipman at age 9 and leading naval deployments at age 12. What a wonderful example we would be to the world. We had young people like that instead of these crazy, petulant, narcissistic psychopaths shouting at the country and getting what they deserve as a result. So there are stories like the story on RBN right now. You can find Florida students walk out for their right to own guns. That's an interesting story. You should read that. Of course, that's not something that gets a lot of play in the mainstream press, but it should. Anyway, there's a lot to talk about. And speaking of these, you know, the David Hogg color revolutionaries getting what they deserve and then crying about it. We'll talk about that in a minute. The CNN headline on that is, well, I'll come back to that in a minute. But first, the big news this afternoon, unfortunately, you know, the CNN headline, female shooter at YouTube HQ is dead, at least 3 others wounded. So this time it's a female, and we can talk about that. But here is the CNN, minute and a half CNN clip on that. Go ahead, please. Sorry about that. Little dead air for a second. Okay, go ahead. Maybe not. All right.
Man, it was just like 2-3 shots. And then like within 30 seconds after that or 40 seconds after that, then I seen the girl running out. And then she was shot in the leg. Then the other people that were behind me, they opened the doors, let her in, pulled her in. And they grabbed a bunch of nappies. So I come back, and I checked on the girl. Then I checked on the girl. She all right? She got shot in the leg. So then I ran back over there, and then I'm looking inside, and then I'm looking. Then the other guy goes, oh, he just shot the other person. And that person got shot 10 times. I mean.
You've got a lot of eyewitnesses here. If this individual happens to have been a YouTube employee, I would expect someone looked at him and said, that's John Doe or that's Jane Doe. So you might have eyewitnesses who can already give you an answer to the biggest question I would have right now, which is, who is this person, and is this person part of a broader conspiracy? The second question I've had that might be being answered as we speak would be, especially in a high-tech compound like this, surveillance video. Is there surveillance video that can give responders a view on wherever this individual is and a picture of their face? If I can get a picture of a face, I might be able to identify, go to a social media account and start looking at what that person was saying, whether they're speaking to other people, whether they're sympathizers this person spoke with before they went to the compound. So I suspect behind the scenes, there's a lot of information that's flowing in already.
That is Phil Mudd. So ironically, you know, this is sort of what I would call, you know, we always hear from Ask the Criminal, or in this case, Ask the Crime Syndicate's token spokesman. This is Phil Mudd in this case. The CIA is the crime syndicate. Phil Mudd is the token spokesman in this case. Because, you know, we're always asking, why don't they ever ask me? And my first statement would be, well, you know, based on Trevor Aronson's research and his TED Talk back in 2015, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, and based on his book, The Terror Factory, inside the FBI's manufactured war on terrorism, and based on the fact that the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, and other agencies and their surrogates, you know, networks of folks that have been created and are managed, handled by former CIA operatives like Kofor Black and Enrique Rick Prado, and based on the network of, you know, mosques and satellite informants and those kinds of things that run throughout the country, based on the fact that every time we see an incident like this, there are always intelligence connections, law enforcement connections, there was something going on. And based on the extreme unlikelihood that someone would be able to walk into the YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California, with firearms. My first suspicion would be intelligence, probably the FBI, and partners and surrogates. That's where I would look first. So why don't I ever get asked that question? Based on the overwhelming evidence, the intelligence community is usually involved. The latest example is last week's revelation that Omar Mateen's dad, Sadiq Mateen, was an FBI informant for 11 years, from 2005 to June 2016, which just happened to be the month that the Orlando Pulse incident occurred. Whatever actually happened. We got to play the clip of Judge Andrew Napolitano talking about the FBI's statement and their abridged timeline, the FBI's abridged timeline, where even Andrew Napolitano said no one died until the police went in. Well, how does that work? Basically, for 3 hours, I think it was. You know, I mean, there's a shootout outside, and then whoever it was doing whatever, whoever was doing, went inside, and there were negotiations, and then, what was it, at 5:13 or 5:14, the local law enforcement were breaching the back of the building, as we heard, right around 5 a.m., just after 5 a.m., and then about 5:14, something happened, and police went in, and then apparently people died. That's interesting. Haven't heard much about that. But so last week, Sadiq Mateen, FBI informant, you know, and you read some of the articles, he showed up a few months later after the Orlando Pulse incident, and a few months later he was at one of Hillary Clinton's fundraisers, because, you know, that's normal. You wouldn't be vetted or, you know, spotted or anything like that at a fundraiser. That's not weird. So, you know, my suspicion would be intelligence, but of course we got to hear from Phil Mudd, who is, you know, again, the token spokesperson for the company, for the crime syndicate. And so this is ridiculous. We'll see what's happening. And, you know, it's interesting, obviously, in the wake of what's happened with YouTube censoring all of the gun channels by proxy, some folks might say indirectly, because of that change of terms. See if I can find that real quick. Don't have that handy. But, you know, there are a lot of channels that have done some good videos on that, and all those videos are sort of going away. Anyway, It's provocative. I think this is obviously another psyop. None of this stuff ever happens. There are no spontaneous organic events. There just aren't. Trevor Aronson says in his TED Talk back in 2015, you know, you have about a half a dozen. Nope. You know, he points to the Boston bombing, for example, and to that, I would say go read Guillermo Jimenez's post over at Traces of Reality back in 2013 titled "The Tsarnaevs and the CIA. Who is Graham Fuller?" Anyway, there's lots to cover. We don't have much time, and time is already clipping away. So this latest incident, female shooter at YouTube HQ is dead, at least three others wounded. And so we'll see how that unfolds. And, you know, again, I mean, Phil Mudd, I mean, those are some good points. Let's see what happens with the video. We won't have any video because, you know, it'll be like San Bernardino and the whole complex in the San Bernardino incident had recently been wired for sound, so to speak. I mean, it was They had cameras everywhere, except in the one conference room that happens to get shot up. You know, and you have people on the second floor going, "Oh, are we having a drill? Are we? Oh, this is they're what? It's live. It's real." So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And of course, we know, you know, with the voodoo technology and the deep fakes and, you know, all of the other technology that's been around for a long time, even if there was video footage, it would be faked. And it, you know, that kind of calls to mind the fact that we always get some crappy, grainy, pixeled out, washed out photo, don't we? You know, like Steven Paddock. We don't get a recent photo of him. We didn't get a single image of him anywhere in Las Vegas for 6 months, even though the Bellagio got knocked off a few weeks later, and there was video footage that LVMPD published that's still on their YouTube channel almost immediately. It was the day after or 2 days after. So that's always interesting. Why wait? Well, it's an ongoing investigation. Well, so was Bellagio, and the suspect was still at large. The only suspect that we kept hearing was the only suspect was allegedly deceased in the Las Vegas incident. And the only picture that we got was a crappy 30-year-old photo from the alleged brother of the alleged shooter. So that's always fun. And speaking of those guys, Bruce Paddock is back in the news. I don't want to talk about that right now, but some crazy stories. Let's see. USA Today, you know, getting back to the Parkland kids. USA Today published a story today. Parkland student fills his clear backpack with tampons as a new school security measure is in effect. Many Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students behind the Never Again movement don't support a new requirement to carry only clear backpacks. Well, guess what, kids? You're a victim of your own success. Which is why maybe everyone should, you know, this, the next story, the CNN headline, would be laughable. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic and sad, especially for the other kids, and so terrifying for the rest of us because of what these maniacs are doing. So Cameron Caskey, who is one of those petulant narcissistic psychopaths who admits he's an actor and then shouts at everyone in the country and says, you know, to everyone else in America, you know, we accept your apology and just stupid crap like that, the most inane kind of nonsense. So he tweeted a picture of his clear backpack full of tampons today. And the caption on the USA Today story, Cameron Caskey poses with a clear backpack now required at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Caskey filled this backpack with tampons to show how the new requirement could be an invasion of privacy. Well, I talked about that as soon as they mentioned that this was the new policy. Too bad. So you're concerned about the First Amendment, they say. That's what David Hogg says. You know, the censorship is a problem, and we might be concerned about the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, but the Second Amendment, we don't care. First Amendment, we don't care. As long as it doesn't affect me, I guess, you know, we don't care about the Fourth or Fifth Amendments either. But, you know, if it affects me, I don't care about guns, they say, so we can get rid of that one. And that's what they are. I mean, that's what you are if you're a petulant, narcissistic psychopath. You don't have any regard for anyone else. You have no there's no feeling, there's no empathy, there's no remorse. You know, these kids, Cameron Caskey should be apologizing. David Hogg should be apologizing. Emma Gonzalez, Delaney Tarr, all of these kids should be apologizing to their fellow students for the calamitous reaction that they've caused. Because you don't see this kind of rebound effect happening everywhere. We didn't see this in Freeman, at the Freeman High School in Washington, at the last stage terror event there. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back. Around the clouds. What goes up?
has come down.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. It's interesting how many people are backing off their statements. You know, I'm going to stand by mine and say these kids really are petulant, narcissistic psychopaths. I have no patience or tolerance for them. I think it's ridiculous what the country is being forced to endure with the psyops of the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the what everyone refers to as the liberal left, the cultural Marxist social justice warriors, the Alinsky, Marxist Machiavellian nonsense we're forced to endure. You can turn it off and that's okay, but then you run into the what some call the libertarian dilemma. These, those of us who say, just leave me the you know what alone, leave me alone. Because I'm leaving you alone. So, what's the big deal? And then you get the David Hoggs shouting at everyone, the Cameron Caskeys saying, we accept your apology. I'm not apologizing. I don't have anything to apologize for. I wasn't involved in Parkland. Neither was the NRA. I failed to follow the logic here. Speaking of that, and I touched on this last Friday on my broadcast, Planned Parenthood, an organization quite literally with the murderous. And we played the David Hogg's profanity-laced rant on Road Warrior Radio last week. But you know, there was that. There was CNN clip. CNN has a 1 minute clip. We got to play that. You know, David Hogg saying maybe if politicians weren't the you know what of the NRA, so David Hogg could say that. And Frank Stallone says, you know what, David Hogg, you're a little you know what. And then Frank Stallone says, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Are you kidding me? Come on, Frank. Seriously. So let me see if I follow the logic. Planned Parenthood, an organization quite literally with the murderous blood of millions of innocent children on the hands of its members, staffers, etc., was one of the sponsors of the March 24th March for Our Lives, a march ostensibly in advocacy of the lives primarily of innocent children. And one of its key figures, David Hogg, says people who support the NRA, an organization with zero school shootings or other so-called mass murders, whether by firearm or otherwise, attributed to its membership, its supporters and members, David Hogg says, are tantamount to child murderers with blood on their hands. Are you kidding me? We're putting up with this in this country? We're not taking these kids out to the woodshed and paddling their behinds like we used to get when we were in school? You know, when you saw the paddle over the vice principal's behind his desk and you thought, oh boy, that's what we used to do. And kids were respectful to their parents, to their elders. And this crazy nonsense isn't considered, you know, what David Hogg is saying, what Cameron Caskey is saying, isn't considered reckless and irresponsible, let alone fallacious. What have I missed exactly? What did the NRA have to do with the events in Parkland? There are better questions. You know, according to Sheriff Israel, in his rebuttal of Florida Congressman Hager's letter to Florida Governor Rick Scott, Hager saying you should fire Scott Israel, the right worshipful Sheriff Scott Israel, because he's, well, you know, an imbecile. Or worse, you know, how do you have the Fort Lauderdale airport thing and then this thing at high school? I mean, something fishy's going on, obviously, you would think. And he's at the Darul Uloom Institute in Pembroke Pines, which I talked about the last, I think, time or two. I was, I guess, host of the National Intel Report, which is one of those mosques that has satellites, you know, that was part of the network that Phil Haney and associates uncovered as part of the Homeland Security, the legitimate counterterrorism effort. And the response they got wasn't an attaboy and a promotion. They got a thanks for your service, we're shutting her down. You weren't supposed to catch on to that. You guys jumped out of your compartmentalization, doggone it, and found the Tablighi Jamaat network that runs throughout the country. Deobandi primarily, Wahhabi Salafi. You're not supposed to find that. You're not supposed to find out the FBI is recruiting mentally challenged and economically desperate people for their plots that they fabricate with Hollywood-style endings. Enter Manchurian Candidate or Patsy, you know, just add Patsy here. You guys weren't supposed to find that. So the better question, I think, than what the NRA had to do with Parkland, which was nothing, is how is it possible that Sheriff Israel, in his own rebuttal to Bill Hager's, Congressman Hager's letter to Governor Rick Scott, how is it possible they caught the Orlando, the Fort Lauderdale, excuse me, airport shooter in less than 80 seconds after the first shot was fired at the airport? How is that possible? And I guess a better question than that might be, what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School? Why weren't they able to do that with four deputies on scene at Parkland? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley. These kids are a victim of their success. Obviously, I say that tongue-in-cheek. The Parkland kids, and this is sort of emblematic of what we can expect around the country. Just crazy what's happening, you know? So I mentioned the USA Today story. I was talking about that USA Today today. Headline, Parkland student, that's Cameron Caskey, fills his clear backpack with tampons as new school security measure is in effect. And he thinks it's funny because he's an idiot. He is. He's a disgrace to his family, his classmates, his school, his community. He needs to clean up his act. All these kids do. They need to just be quiet. Which, by the way, is what very similar to what C.J. Pearson said. And, to that effect, or to that end, he's right. So now these kids think, you know, oh, it's you know, this is an invasion of privacy. Well, yeah. So the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, you know, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against, et cetera, et cetera. And the Fifth Amendment, you know, not being compelled to be a witness against yourself, nor deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process. So, you know, you get this idea of the ministerial, inquisitorial, feudal Roman civil law system. You know, the guys like Lee Bropes have talked about over the years, and this return to that system. You know, that's what the inquisitorial, ministerial, feudal system is. It's guilty until proven innocent. Guess what? You won't be proven innocent. And for that matter, the history, you know, a study of the history of civilization, so-called, and mankind is really just this struggle that we're talking about. You know, one predatory caste system or class of folks preying upon the, you know, broader humanity or broader mankind, the rest of the people. And we live in an era where this shouldn't be happening anymore. People shouldn't be watching the theater and being victimized by this nonsense. On Road Warrior Radio this morning, when William in Montana called in, he mentioned that, you know, as the theater plays out, he always feels like putting his hand on his wallet, because while you're watching the theater, someone is – it's a coordinated effort. They're picking your pocket while you're watching, and that's what it is. It's like watching WWF. It's not a participation sport. It's theater. And while you watch, you're having your pockets picked and the life sucked out of you. And it needs to stop. We need to start asking intelligent questions of folks and stop just watching idly as, you know, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and agency land and all of this nonsense, the death cult ideologues, as I have been referring to them over the last couple of weeks, just proceed onward unabated, because they do. Where's the opposition? Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination. And I've been saying that I believe firmly that April 4th, 1967, Beyond Vietnam speech was probably what got him killed ultimately. Because it was a marked departure from the controlled opposition asset that he was originally styled to be. And he was just saying, enough. It's time to put a stop to all of this nonsense. And there was no partisanship in it. The mainstream press wants us to remember I Have a Dream every year, and there's, you know, they want to divide and conquer. They want to marginalize them. You know, if they can't get us to divide and conquer, if whatever they play of him that still unifies people in spite of efforts to balkanize through the select little sound bites that they choose, if we still aren't balkanized, well, then they'll marginalize him. You know, he was a philanderer. He was a womanizer. He was a communist. He was a this. He was a that. Still, you listen to Beyond Vietnam, listen to the whole thing. You can hear his heavy heart. You can hear his clarion call to unity and sanity and reason and love, virtue and respect. You know, he's saying we need to speak out for those people too. And where is that voice today? You know, we're hearing this insanity about Syria. Hey, you know what? Donald Trump says, maybe if Saudi Arabia wants us to keep fighting in Syria, maybe they need to pay for it. So it's just, that's all it comes down to then, eh? You've got to be kidding me. The drumbeat for Iran, you know, the nomination of Gina Haspel to lead the CIA, you know, she reminds me of Reinhard Heydrich, Operation Reinhard. And Trump, you know, he was going the rumblings back in 2016, December, I think, were that he might appoint Jose Rodriguez, which is as bad or worse. Might nominate Rodriguez. And we get sucked into the splitting of hairs over this stuff. You know, Jill McCabe's op-ed. Oh, you've got to be kidding. Every time you turn around, we're hearing from the criminals. It's the latest, greatest entry of hear from the criminals. Ask the criminal, Jill McCabe and Andrew McCabe, under investigation. Tara McAuliffe, under investigation for campaign finance malfeasance when the McCabes met with Terry McAuliffe. He is a Clinton surrogate, Terry McAuliffe, Virginia governor. Joe McCabe had not run for office before. We've covered all of that. And now she's playing the victim? Since when do we listen? Since when do we play ask the criminal in this country? And I ask that rhetorically. It's insane what's happening. Anyway, I want to go back to the Parkland thing for just a minute. And this stupid video that CNN keeps circulating, it's agitprop, but they keep sticking it on the next story. This headline that they've stuck this video on again, 2-minute video, is South Florida cities sue state over right to regulate guns, which is a BS headline, quite frankly. But here is just a little bit of this video. They keep sticking on stuff. Go ahead, please.
What if our politicians weren't the bitch of the NRA?
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
What if we all voted and said this is not okay?
The youth of America taking on the powerful gun lobby and any politician who accepts their funding, asking, what if?
What if we voted our lawmakers who accepted donation money from the NRA out of office?
What if politicians listen to the victims and not the NRA?
What if we were even old enough to vote? You know, what if we were old enough to vote? What if we maybe read the Constitution, Bill of Rights? First 10 amendments, you know, to the Constitution. What if we read the Declaration of Independence, kids? What if we understood the concept of, you know, dangerous liberty? You can't put a helmet on everyone everywhere and protect everyone from everything. And this is the kind of concept that Hayek wrote about in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 9. And I always refer to this, you know, he opens Chapter 9, Security and Freedom, with the quotes from Lenin and Trotsky. The first from Lenin: the whole of society will have become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay, égalitaire. And the second from Trotsky: in a country where the sole employer is the state, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old principle, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one: who does not obey shall not eat. And so, you know, if I'm not a white coat with the right letters behind my name, or I'm not a senior fellow somewhere, then John Bolton thinks that I'm not a foreign policy expert and my view of foreign policy is too simple-minded. But, you know, simple-minded or not, I'm pretty sure that, you know, R.J. Rummel was right in his assessment that democide is the leading cause of death. In other words, death by government. It's the leading cause of death around the world. More than, 250 million people over the last century or so murdered by their own government. And then you can throw in, because of the murderous proxy, the military-industrial complex, national military establishment, et cetera, that I've been talking about over the last couple of weeks on Road Warrior Radio. There, I mean, you know, a million people in Iraq have died because of the invasion, the latest invasion of Iraq, which is not the only one. You know, immediately that you have the Greater Yunnan Plan, you know, the Oded Yunnan's, or the, you know, the Greater Israel Plan, Oded Yunnan's plan for Greater Israel, the Greater Middle East, what Zbigniew Brzezinski referred to as the Global Balkans. And all of that stuff, the Wolfowitz Doctrine, dating back to the 70s, Oded Yanan writing about it in the 80s, and all of these guys are plotting in the Pentagon, in the State Department. They're plotting and scheming, can't wait to do that, gnashing at the opportunity to be able to do this. And then, you know, because of the Afghan trap, in large part, we'll just say, you know, predominantly or in large part, the Soviet Union is weakened. It falls in 1991, and immediately, actually a little bit before, we see this wave of color revolutions, the first round of this kind of stuff, and we're invading countries immediately, Operation Desert Storm and all this kind of nonsense, just out of nowhere. What happened? I remember going through boot camp in A school in those days thinking, what just happened? Not knowing much, being, you know, in my late teens at the time, thinking, what is going on? Something doesn't seem right about this, just out of nowhere. I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere, but not. But really what was going on was all of the planning, you know, and Wesley Clark talked about that, that policy coup. He talks about in that Commonwealth Club address in October of 2007 on his book tour. Was a policy coup. And he said, you know, I remember back in the early 90s being in the Pentagon, and Wolfie said, hey, this is what we're going to do. Rummy said, this is what we're going to do. You know, when the Soviet Union collapses, we get about 5 or 10 years to clean up those old Soviet client regimes. And that's what we're doing still to this day. So anyway, you know, if you don't go along to get along with that, then, you know, you're part of the group that starves, according to Trotsky. In a country where the sole employer is the state, opposition means death by slow starvation, and the old principle, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one, who does not obey shall not eat. And so if you're not a senior fellow somewhere and you're not part of the establishment line of rhetoric and talking points that bad is good and good is bad, well, then you'll probably starve. Anyway, in Chapter 9, Security and Freedom of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, he talks about this noose that these Parkland kids are being encouraged to hang around their own necks and the necks of their fellow contemporaries. Hayek writes in the first chapter, the idea of economic security is no less vague and ambiguous than most other terms in this field. And because of this, the general approval given to the demand for security may become a danger to liberty. Indeed, when security is understood in too absolute a sense, the general striving for it, far from increasing the chances of freedom, becomes the gravest threat to it. And now these kids in Parkland have experienced a real-world illustration of this in near real time with the clear backpacks. You know, they're not even backpacks. I mean, they look like, you know, those little plastic bags. I mean, I would say saran wrap or whatever, but it's ridiculous. And so, you know, with that story, I put together that with the headline from yesterday. Maybe we'll play that clip too. It's pretty awesome. The headline is, they led a national march, which is disingenuous. You know, when you got Bloomberg's Every Town and Soros's Women's March and et cetera, Move On and those kinds of groups coordinating and stars donating hundreds of thousands of dollars that amount to millions, and you know, you have hotels donating conference rooms to teachers who are strategizing, and you have airlines donating entire commercial airliners, not even flights, airliners, multiple airliners for round trips, and you know, I mean, students didn't do any of that. They didn't start 501c4s. They didn't get in touch with George Clooney and Oprah and say, hey, will you please donate $500,000 Come on. Seriously. So the headline, they led a national march. Now Parkland students return to a school they say feels like jail. That's a CNN headline. Published yesterday, they led a national march. Now Parkland students return to a school they say feels like jail. Yeah, that's what happens when you do this. You shouldn't knee-jerk in ROM opportunities of crisis Emmanuel fashion. The time to do long-term planning is not when your house is on fire. That's what ROM Emmanuel would have you believe. Oh, it's a crisis. Let's, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. What? Who thinks like that except an arsonist? You know what? Our office is on fire now. What can we do with the insurance money? Only arsonists and psychopaths think like that. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Here's some irony. This is sort of textbook irony. Fox News with the headline, Rob Reiner's appearance on AM Joy. on MSNBC this Sunday. Fox saying Rob Reiner slams pro-Trump Roseanne reboot as propaganda tool. That's, I would say, literally the pot calling the kettle black. Rob Reiner is a propaganda tool, calling the Roseanne reboot a propaganda tool. That's ironic. Anyway, back to this story. Here is the video clip, the 49-second video clip from the They Led a National March. Now, Parkland students return to a school they say feels like jail. Go ahead.
If everyday citizens have the right to carry, could have been stopped altogether.
Even if someone is trained, just like Officer Peterson was at my school, there's no way that you could possibly simulate an event like this. There's no possible way practice or do an active shooter drill. He went in there with high-capacity magazines, a semi-automatic weapon, and killed 17 of my classmates in six minutes.
Don't tell me
that a handgun could have stopped that.
What about the argument? But if there were more armed guards who were trained, that armed guards could deter and take out a school shooter.
I'm not saying we can't have school resource officers, but they need comprehensive training.
It's hard to explain how dangerous it feels when I walk into my school. It doesn't matter that there are policemen there. There's no possible way to protect it.
It's just mindless chatter, you know. And folks like Allison Camerota leading the charge is ridiculous. The only sane voice, I would say, in the discussion is Jacob Scott. Everyone is, and none of them are really experts on the subject, but I think that Jacob Scott is fairly articulate. And he's the kid that people have been saying, you know, CNN regrets having on. No one wants to have him on anymore because he's the kid that says, hey, if everybody was armed, probably wouldn't have happened like this. And I've mentioned my personal experience, you know, going to a school where everyone drove to school with a rifle, a loaded rifle and a fishing rod in the back window of their pickup. That was normal. There were no school shootings, obviously. I mean, there was a mass exodus during football season, which, you know, coincided with hunting season. So for a week, sometimes 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks, there was a mass exodus. Half the football team didn't show up because they were out hunting. The Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with hunting, but the point is those people were all raised with a healthy respect for firearms and never did anything stupid. There was one incident that I can remember in my life that illustrated the point of not being stupid with firearms, and it was lucky that no one got hurt. Very fortunate. But you know, most of these kids that are talking have no idea what they're talking about. They've probably none of them have fired a firearm. Most of them haven't, I would bet. None of them have probably read the Constitution or Bill of Rights, haven't read Federalist or Anti-Federalist papers, haven't read, you know, the guys who influenced the founders, the Locks and the Blackstones, et cetera, et cetera. No idea. Anyway, we'll talk more about this and a whole lot more when we come back. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.